to the Matters of the Heart Hotline with Jess B.
Have Jess B in the studio. This is Matters of the Heart Hotline. Welcome, Jess.
Hey, week one. Let's
week
go.
One. So if you missed our kind of pānui before, we will be talking about breakups today, how to get through them.
All of the things, really, I think.
Yeah.
Like, was really interesting because obviously after we introed, you know, last week.
Yeah.
I was kind of low-key scared that no one was going to message in. And we had people messaging in while we were, you know, in the studio, which was obviously encouraging. But then I was like, you know what, I actually do think this is something that people enjoy or want to talk about, right? Like, it's something that
we've all
been through one way or another, on the receiving end or the giving end. And I was just like, you know what, let's just, like, dive into it.
Yeah, we're here. And also, I mean, romantic breakups, but also like friendship breakups. Like, there's so many different forms of breakups.
That's what I mean. Love, loss, and grief. It's kind of like the one human experience that we all have.
Yeah.
Comes in many forms.
Yeah.
But obviously, yeah. So, I mean, matters of the heart could probably apply to anything, right? We've been kind of like leaning towards the idea of love, like romantically. But like you said, there's a million ways to fry an egg.
And to have your heart broken.
To be fried, cooked.
To be fried, yeah. So, yes, if you've got anything you want to text in, you can call. The text number is 5395. So please hit up the text machine if you've got any questions, just anything that's on your mind, really. But, yeah, so, Jess, you've just written your album. Well, you've released your first song, Not Today. How are you feeling now that that's out in the world, first and foremost? I just need to ask you that.
I think it's like, I mean, putting songs out is like this really, like, my nervous system before I put a song out is insane.
Your guts like cooked?
Yeah, like just like the amount of things you have to do, the amount of tabs open in my brain. And then it comes out and you're kind of like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's not mine anymore. It's for the world. So,
No,
I feel good. I'm steering the course. It's like a long, rolling an album out is a long process, you know? So you just got to keep your head down and just like keep moving forward.
Head down, bum up.
But yeah, no, I mean, like I said, it's been really interesting. We were just talking off air about the song itself and how when you put out a song, I guess that speaks to a specific type of experience. You have people that relate to that. So I've had some really, really cool conversations with people who have like messaged me and, you know.
Can I ask you about that?
Yeah,
like,
of course.
What's been coming through in your DMs from people?
I think, I mean, it's just kind of opened up a space for people to share. I think people maybe haven't like heard that sort of perspective from me necessarily at, you know, yet. And I think obviously I represent you know, a pretty niche type of identity in music as well, so I think that people who relate to me were like, you know, grateful to hear a song from that perspective.
Which
is really cool.
The big gay perspective.
The big old gay perspective. And also just like, yeah, people be going through it. And I think like we all relate to music, you know, like obviously I've got a million and one songs that I've listened to that have got me through hard times. So I guess like, yeah, I just feel honored. I was honestly feeling so grateful to be able to talk to people, because that's actually what matters, right? That's actually what's the coolest part of making music at all, is when you have those real life conversations with people. So yeah, I was just feeling really grateful that people reached out.
Yeah, that's so cool and amazing that through music you can open up that space to kōrero about these, you know, matters of the heart, these deeper things.
100%.
And so I guess I want to say, like, you broke up with a partner, you wrote this album. Like, what kind of got you through your breakup? Was it like writing this album? Was there other things like?
Yeah, I mean, I think that like the way is to transmute the energy into something that you can be proud of or look back on and see your progress. So, I mean, obviously for me, part of that was making music. I mean, I think lots of people do things like journaling and like there's a million ways that you can kind of like do it. This making this album was 100% part of like the cathartic, you know, release of all of that emotion. And it was kind of this really cool thing of being like feeling a certain way, not filtering it. Like, so we kind of like went into the album making process, like there were some songs in there that, you know what I'm saying, like they were just raw emotion that never made it into
a
song.
It's just you crying on mic.
Pretty much. Pretty much me crying on the mic or just being like, you know, fuck you. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
So being able to kind of like do that unfiltered is something that like is extremely, you know, like it's like therapy in the studio.
You've got it, and you've got to have those releases because otherwise that energy just stays in your body.
Yeah.
And it, like...
And then what I found as well, which I think applies to anything creative, is that you then get this... to hold this tangible thing that's the result of you transmuting that energy, and you can be, you can feel proud of it.
Yeah.
So like even like the saddest songs that I wrote or the most angry songs that I wrote, it was like I was happy at the end of it, you know, or I felt like proud of what we'd done.
Yeah.
And I think being able to take that feeling from what it was and turn it into something new as part of that
healing. Oh my God. Yeah, and that's just the whole like human experience, like experiencing the whole bandwidth of human emotion and being able, like I was just hanging out with Ella from BFM last night. She was saying like when you cry, you release like cortisol from your body, and I was like, oh, that's why it feels so good after you have a cry.
Like, the real guttural.
Yeah. What are some, like, I guess for me, when I think about the recent breakup I've gone through, like I just. I have had a lot of coping mechanisms, and I think I just wanted to share some of those. Like, I think it's like I really got into going to the gym and lifting weights. Like, it was, I feel like it's quite ancestral.
Absolutely. Another way to transmute energy, right?
Yeah. And that's what it's all about, like shifting the energy, eh? And I've been watching a lot of art restoration videos on YouTube.
Love that.
And you should really watch them. They're really... I'll send you some later.
Okay, please do, yeah.
Yeah. There's this guy called Baumgartner Restorations, and he's so calm and chill, and it's like... I just fall asleep
to it. Amazing.
Yeah, yeah. But I just wanted to, like... So, like, obviously music is a big part of that, transmuting the energy, but is there any, like, other little things that you do for yourself?
Well, actually, I did start this, like, I don't know if I'm, like, I would love to know if anyone else has ever done this, because I think it's genius, and it's really helped me. And I started telling my friends about it, because I was like, this is actually really helping me. But what I did was I started an Instagram that has zero followers, and I'm not following anyone.
So it's a private...
Completely private. There's a picture of, like, my old Subaru. Actually, I shouldn't have said that, because... Not that you guys will be able to see anything anyway, but it's a picture of my, like, one of my cars from, like, one of my first
cars.
It's a profile picture.
People it's just private. Coming through Instagram be like, where's the picture of the Subaru?
But yeah, so I mean, I made one, and then I started basically doing video diaries. So like any time that I was having an absolute meltdown, I would record a video and then I'd post it. And it was one of those things where like, because there's no one else in there and it's just me, when I tell you, it is the ugliest videos you have ever seen. Every single one for about like 6 months is just me crying.
To laugh, but I just like that's so awesome.
And you know,
awesome.
Like I did it. You know how you can choose like the thumbnails on your like reels and stuff. Obviously, there's no one else in there, so I'm not choosing. I'm just going with whatever the video gives me, and some of them are just tragic.
God! Can you show me just one?
Oh my God, you want to see the timeline, preview?
Actually, well, this is obviously great radio content, but...
Because no one can see it.
But I think, like, when you've had someone that you're able to communicate with...
It's just me.
That's actually really sweet.
I chuck my poems in there, whatever I'm feeling in the moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think it's the ability to just not have to filter. Hard you don't have out. To filter for a friend, a parent, a sibling, like a therapist. You know what I mean? Because it's just like the emotion in its rawest form.
Yeah.
And I don't feel bad about being like, oh, I'm still not over it.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Or I'm still upset. Or hard this thing out. Triggered me. And I think it's also really cool because, you know, as you start to move on, like I've started to need it less, I would say. Like I still use it for like all sorts of different things when I'm feeling it. But you also have like this timeline of exactly how you were feeling at the time you posted it.
Is it quite like confronting to look back on sometimes?
I think it's kind of like awesome because you always progress, right? So I'm like, oh my God, this is genuinely how I was feeling on this date last year. And so I started doing this even weirder thing, which is like so basically, because I've been doing this for a while now, like I didn't go through my breakup yesterday. This was a couple years ago.
You've made like 100 videos
pretty much
yesterday. Since your breakup yesterday. Yeah.
But you know what? Like, sometimes I still cry about it, and it's cool. It's fine. Like, you know what I mean?
Freaking weird if you weren't like crying about it. You know, like
I think if you really love someone, there's a part of you that will love them forever.
Hard
you know
out.
What I mean? So I started doing this other thing where like I will go back through the videos and like once I realized that I'd been doing it for like over a year, I would like comment on the videos of myself to myself as my future, I mean my present moment. So it's like I'm kind of responding to myself, which is, I don't know, maybe that is just like super,
I
don't know.
I love it. You know,
maybe if someone looked at my chart, they'd be like, yeah, that's what you're giving. But I am very kind of like, I love kind of talking to my past self and my future self and doing all those things. And it's something that's like, really worked.
I think it's really like honoring that past vision of yourself and being like, that was where that person was and this is where I am now. And I can see that, you know, like, I think that's really beautiful, actually. Yeah. If you're just tuning in, guys, this is a Matters of the Heart hotline with Jess B. We're talking about breakups today. If you've got anything, if you've got any things about on your mind about breakups, please send them through. But, yeah, I really like that idea. And I think when you've been with someone and you're able, like, you can just tell them, like, all these really intricate details about your day, and then you go from having that and like sharing all these details, and then you're like, now I have like, now I don't have
my
that.
Cat.
Yeah, my cat. My cat. So it's like you gotta finding this private Instagram for you to be able to just get all your thoughts out there into the world. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah, I would. I mean, if it's something that, you know, sounds intriguing, I would give it a go.
Yeah.
Like, and I'll probably keep doing it.
Yeah.
I made a video for it the other day and I wasn't crying, but you know what I mean? It's just like a cool place to like keep score.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really love that. How about we'll go into some ads and then we'll come back for a little bit.
Hell yeah.
I don't feel like this is done, but yeah. Send through any pānui, anything you've got, guys. You're on 95 BFM with Liv and Jess B. This is the Matters of the Heart line. This is the Matters of the Heart hotline. Sorry. We're talking about breakups today. We had a beautiful text through from someone. I just want to read it out. They said, "Kia ora, young ones. I'm 68, had my heart broken lots in my teens. I had it bruised and broken even more as an adult. So painful, but eventually time does heal. Advice, as soon as someone treats you badly, make a stand. Expect to be treated like you treat them. Poor self-esteem often leads to hooking up with dysfunctional people."
That's a word. That is a word, exactly that. I love advice like from, you know, people who have lived a bit, you know, because they be knowing.
Because they know more than us.
They do.
We're just babies.
Bumbling along, eh? Like not knowing what we're doing. We're getting there. I feel like I'm getting wiser. Like, well, I'd hope so. Hopefully I'm getting wiser.
I think you're getting wiser, Jay.
Thanks.
And you had a couple pānui you wanted to read out as well.
Yeah, I mean, I just saw this. I actually saw this on this comment on TikTok last night, and I screenshot it because I thought it was a really, really nice perspective. It was on a video of a girl who was talking about her breakup, And then a girl called Caitlin said, my mom told me when you experience a breakup, imagine both of your hearts were attached by a million little strings. When you first leave, the pain you feel is the first of those strings snapping. They will continue to snap and hurt for a long time, often at unexpected times. But each time another one snaps, each time you cry, there are less and less attaching you together until one day it no longer hurts.
Oh my, I can just hear people in the office going, that's so true.
But it is true, right? Like,
oh,
you know?
God, that's, I actually really like that visualization, because it's just it. That's just it.
And then, you know, one day will be the last time that you ever cry about it. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's hard to envision that in a moment. And then, and oftentimes you don't know when that moment is, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, my previous relationships from before, long time, like, there would have been a time where it was the last time I cried about it because I was sad about it.
And, now you
and then, but I didn't know it was the last time when that happened, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, imagine time passes.
Imagine if you knew, like, this is going to be the last time that I cry about this.
I mean, some people probably make the decision, you know? Like, they're probably like, you know what? Actually, this is it. This is the last time, and forward, missy. But, you know, so it's just like everything does pass, and I think it's also just like the perspective to be able to reframe things like in this way that make it like, you know, easier to kind of understand or nicer to understand. I feel like that when you, and that's why art is so important, right? That's why poems touch people, because it's like, it's the perspective that you're looking at it from is so beautiful, and it helps you kind of like digest it in a way that's not just like, the world sucks and woe is me and it's, I'm lonely and all the rest of it, you know? So yeah,
hard out. We just had another text too. Someone texted in, I'm addicted to stalking my ex on Strava, help.
Strava is such a very specific place to be stalking. That is kind of interesting. You need to delete the Strava app.
Yeah, hard out.
I think that's the best way to tackle that one. Like, don't even give yourself the opportunity.
Yeah.
Like, you need to start doing another type of exercise, like join CrossFit or something, so that you don't need the Strava app, and then you can. But also, low-key, I mean, stalking your ex on social media is something that I feel like you can get addicted to.
Hard out.
You know what I mean? Like, and it's part of that, like, addiction loop, you know? Because whether you see something bad or good or nothing at all, it's like doing something emotionally deep down. Like, I remember the couple of times, like, I stalked my ex and then ruined my own day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I see something that I don't want to see. Why would I go and do that? Now I'm mad because I did that to myself. Yeah. And now I'm also sad.
Yeah, because you see them, like, having a good time or posting about something or, I don't know.
Exactly that. And so I think it's just, like, it is something that is, like, really, maybe, really hard.
And maybe if you're on Strava, your ex is running faster than you and you see.
I tell you what, I'd be doing the fastest runs of my life if my ex was on Strava. I would be about to be going for a marathon. Because
I think you're just like, you get up out of the seat, you, all right, I just imagine you boosting down Simon Street.
I'm like, you might have made me sad, but you will not run faster than me.
I am the Kenyan princess.
Exactly. I've got to use my genes for something, you know?
Hard out. Yeah, I think it's really important to, like, you know, delete those apps for a bit where you may be tempted to reach out to that person, or, you know, and actually be like really, like tell your ex, like, hey, I'm just like, I can't talk to you for a bit. And like, and
I mean,
yeah,
my ex didn't care. She was like, you know what I mean? I'd be like, okay, no contact. And then she'd be like, hi. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So I think it is self-discipline as well.
Hard
and I
out.
Do, I genuinely think that it's one of those things where like you will keep hurting yourself and keep learning that lesson over and over until one day you've just had enough. And like, I can actually remember when I was like, I've had enough, and you know, people were blocked, you know, and I didn't actually go back.
Yeah.
So I think like you have to get to that point on your own. Like, you could have a million people being like, go no contact, block your ex, do this, do that. But like, obviously we all know that, you know, it's gotta, you've got to get there for yourself. And sometimes you're just not ready.
Yeah. And I think it's really important if you're observing someone else going through a breakup, just to not judge them for how they're moving through it. Yep. Like they're like this old saying that you could lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. Like, as you say, you're going to realize in your own time that it's not good for you.
Yeah. And you will.
Yeah.
Because it's painful.
Yeah.
And it's not helping.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and you might think that there is a way in which, you know, I think it's also when you slowly start losing the hope of, like, if you're in a position where you're, like, hoping that you're going to get back with that person, then there's a different dynamic there from when you actually get to the point where you're like, okay, this is for sure done. Yeah. Whether they've moved on or whether you've realized that actually the relationship wasn't that good and, like, or whatever it might have been.
Mm.
I think that there's a point in time where you get there. You have to. There's no other way.
Yeah. And it's just like, it's just time that heals that, eh? Like,
time and new energy, like something different. Yeah. Get a hobby, like go for a travel, go for a road trip. Literally anything. Like, new experiences and new energy is what is going to help you move away from where you're at every time.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's really important to, put your energy into something else, like lifting weights at the gym.
Exactly that.
We also had another text from the same person. My ex blocked me on Instagram and it sucked at the time, but low-key set me free and now I don't have to worry about seeing him.
100% did you a favor.
Yeah,
like that. And then, because you know you can't be tempted to go and unblock them, right, if they block you.
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely,
it's out of your hands.
Yeah
Oh my God, it's just...
It's like modern day dating, ain't we? It's like we're dealing with like social media and all the rest of it. Like, if we were in 50 years ago and it'd be like, you'd just never see them again.
I want to go back to that time. I want to be in a pre-social media age. Maybe not back to that time, but just like, I would really value not having social media in our lives, because I think it's so hard to navigate in the breakup phase and there's so many things you have to worry about, and it's like, oh, we just used to call each other on the phone. Yeah,
exactly.
On the landline.
I mean, like anything, it's all, you know. On the flip side of that though, I think that there's like this beautiful ability to like really connect and have, you know, see experiences from other people and hear advice from other people. There's so much amazing resources online that are really helpful. So it's kind of like trying to find the balance between like the two-way, like knowing when to like get off.
Yeah.
And like, you know, because I've also like, I mean, my whole algorithm was like motivational speeches and people talking about this, that, and the third, and therapists and the whole, people talk about attachment style on my, you know, or the whole nine yards.
Yeah,
so I think it's like, you know, that was helpful to a point, but then you also got to just like, too much of anything is too much.
Too many, you know? Yeah. Oh, shot, Jess. We'll round it up for today. Thank you for our beautiful texters. Just please, during the week, guys, you can text, well, DM Jess on Instagram, comment on her stuff, and we'll try and talk about it. Or you can text in next week. We'll be here every week for the next few weeks. So, yeah, anything else to say, bro?
Godspeed. Stay safe out there, man. Protect your heart, but don't close it off.
I gave you my best, you left my heart breaking the worst way. Talked about the future, now I'm drinking on a Thursday. Why did you approach me? Why you want me in the first place? Yeah, I guess that I'ma be okay. Yeah, I should've known you weren't ever gonna stay. Yeah, you flying paper planes, cause you've been in my head. Yeah, I'm getting faded till the story fade away. You're the only thing I know, but I love
The Matters of the Heart Hotline with Jess B.